This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
We're halfway through the tour, and we are headed to the East Coast leg for Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Brooklyn. In the meantime, here is a medley of some of our favorite Christmas chatter. And merch is live. Merch is live. Special items not even available on tour. Go to pooglive.com for merch and tour tickets.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. It's the holiday episode.
Everybody's
waiting for the man with a bag. Okay. I'm going to continue to reference that song throughout episodes without ever explaining. Welcome to the holiday episode.
And I just want to say, it's Christmas, bitch. Even though.
Absolutely. We are Jews and we celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah, ish. Yeah, Hanukkah is Christmas too. Let's not deny about, you know, these are, the culture has absorbed Christmas in a way
Christmas is for anyone shocking. Who wants to participate. And I don't think Santa would disagree.
And hello, my Jewish grandmother had a tree and everyone was scandalized in Culver City in the 50s, like, you're a self-hating Jew. And she was like, get over it, cowards. You know,
totally.
And so I carry on that tradition.
And all know, invented by Coca-Cola / I mean, I don't believe
the polar bear market.
You know what I mean? The polar bear. Remember the polar bears? They were huge. They were a big deal.
Huge.
But yeah, and also like, well, there's many traditions from which Christmas comes, but I believe the Christmas spirit means it's open to all. My mother embraced the celebration of Christmas. So she was a rabbi's daughter, married my father, a non-Jew. And, you know, she embraced it. And we always say, no one does Christmas like a Jewish mother.
It's so true. I was very down. I was picking up a bottle of wine for my friend. The friend I was saying took the trash out and I couldn't believe it. And I went into this little wine store. I walk in there. Christmas lights, Christmas music.
Oh, wow.
Two women my age, friendly, behind the counter. My spirit
Wow.
Was lifted.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly. I couldn't believe it. And I said to them, wow, it's so, what did I say? So jolly in here or something? I said, like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
So jolly in here. And they were like, yeah, we got in like the mood tonight. I almost took their hands, held them in mine and said, I mean, I was, I couldn't believe
it. First Noel.
This was my first. Yeah. I was like this. I needed this. And when I tell you, I closed the door, the little bell rang. It's this small little independent wine shop.
The bell ringing.
Bell rang on the door. Could have cried.
No. I feel this so intensely.
They're called Vinovore. There, I said it. Vinovore. And they're a women-owned wine shop.
God, a Pug Hag dropped off goddamn Moet.
What?
At the show last night in a Christmas bag. And it said,
White Star?
Cheers. just a cheers, a Pug Hag. And
so sweet.
All I'll say is thank you. They spotted Chris and handed it to him.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so thank you to the anonymous. And just a Christmas bag. I mean, just, you know.
Unbelievable.
They are too much. So Christmas. Oh yeah. Here's all I'm trying to say. I want to encourage you, Kate.
Okay.
It's not a joke. Okay. Maybe I'll even share our Christmas playlist with you.
Oh, I love Christmas music.
You need to pump it.
Do it.
In the home.
Okay, great. Okay.
It's unbelievable. Okay. Two. Do you actually have a fireplace?
Yes, I have a wood.
You're not
lighting
a fire. That's a whole fucking thing.
But I'm not doing that. And again, I'm going to New York in 2 days.
I know, but 2 days of holiday spirit will do a lot. Okay. Christmas is only one day a year and look what it does.
Good point.
So here's what I'm saying. I know you're going to laugh at this. I know you're going to think it's bullshit. It's not. Get on your TV, open fucking YouTube or whatever.
I don't have a TV.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's really hard.
Wait, do you
just setting?
Because you have that projector thing?
Yeah, but the projector, it's...
All right, I guess you make a good point. I was going to say crackling
like
fireplace on
thing?
The TV.
Yeah,
I know, it's an American joke. It's not. It's real. The sound, it does a lot. Okay? Do you have any lights? Any Christmas lights? Anything happening?
No, I have to be honest, nothing's going up before I leave. I leave the day after tomorrow.
I dare you to have 2 days. You need something. All right, tunes.
I'm going to have to just go back to the wine shop.
All right, here's what it is. Tunes. You're going to have holiday tunes.
Okay.
And you're going to make something with peppermint.
See, this is where I struggle. So Christmas flavors do nothing for me. I'm not interested in the flavor profile of Christmas at all. Oh, do you hear the anger in my voice? Interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I like mint tea year-round, but peppermint, that isn't where my nostalgia lies in the flavors.
Maybe it's time to create a new one because I got news for you.
It's the lights.
One day this will be the past.
What do you mean?
So let's just say you and me start in on peppermint candy now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In 10 years, it will hold nostalgic value. It's not only the sacred nostalgia bomb of childhood that has a chance of meaning something.
Right. It's a really good point.
I saw this thing with crushed, where you crush up the peppermint candy.
Peppermint bark now.
Okay, peppermint bark now. Ooh. So I was looking at that and I was looking at you crush it up and these cocktails, okay? This sort of, these creamy, maybe it was eggnog, I don't know, but oh no, this was like a white chocolate peppermint like cocktail. Creamy, okay? And then they dip, you know, they turn over the glass and they line the glass with the crushed.
Oh, whoa.
Red and white, just bark or whatever the hell it is, okay? I mean, how do you say no to that?
That's fun. I mean, at dinner recently, a friend ordered a glass of eggnog.
What? Where?
And I thought, good for him. Are you ready for this? Where?
Yeah.
The Beverly Hills Hotel. The Polo Bar.
Now, was it at the bar or at dinner? And was it on the menu? And was it featured just among the cocktails? Was it a seasonal cocktail menu?
No. This was non-alcoholic. He wanted a glass of eggnog.
And they just had it.
Yep.
But it was on the menu. Because I've never fucking seen it there.
I don't know if it was on the menu. And guess what? On the rim of the glass, a baby candy cane.
There it is. Okay. There. See, just,
and
just,
I had a sip and I
baby
said,
baby candy cane
wow.
Does nothing for you? They didn't,
that's exciting.
Like, tossed across a desk in elementary school, a baby candy cane.
No, that does mean something. That does mean something.
Mm. Crunch, crunch, crunch. I'm getting stuck in the molars. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah. There's memories
working
there.
Them out of the molars, enjoying them. Christmas time is nearly here.
And we are. This is, I mean, not to bring us brutally into the present, but it is, Christmas is in, Holy shit. See, when I look at calendars, I get confused here because to me, Christmas Eve, I would say, is next Saturday. Now, that might not be the truth to you.
Right. Now today's the 11th.
I get lost in numbers like this. Yeah. So if I'm looking at the calendar, this row of week, Saturday, to me, Saturday is this upcoming Saturday, not yesterday. This Saturday is the Saturday we're about to have. So next Saturday is the week.
Of course it is.
Okay, great. So we're in agreement.
No. Hold on. I just mean, no. I'm wondering about when someone says, you know, well, if you said I went to the Grove this Saturday, I think we'd know you meant I went to the Grove this past Saturday.
Yeah.
But that's very affected language, right? Here's one. What the fuck do you mean when you say, do you want to go to the Grove next Saturday?
Okay, that's exactly
it. I think you're a psychopath if you think that means two Saturdays from now.
You're right.
I think you're a lunatic.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like next Saturday.
Lunatic,
not
by the
Saturday,
way, is one of my favorite words.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Where's your humidifier?
At the market. I haven't bought it yet.
Somebody knows what they're getting for Christmas. Okay. Okay. Humidifiers. Okay.
Okay.
And guess what? You're going to love the humidifier world because it's full of trying to choose the right one, failing. Okay.
Okay.
Like the jury's out.
I have
one
as a child, Jacqueline. You're actually, I'm getting
every night or?
Every night.
Interesting.
I fell asleep to the hum of a humidifier for years as a child.
Now, what did it look like?
I miss being a child. There, I said it.
The people can't see your face, but what you did was, I'm going to fucking say it. I miss being a child. That's what it was. You're like, there it is. And I've had that a couple times too. And we are taught to be ashamed. Okay. The nostalgia baking and the nostalgia flavors that I've been seeking out. I've been eating, you know, Rebel, my favorite. Okay. High fat, low sugar ice cream. I've been eating the creamsicle flavor, okay? Oh, and just tasting any flavor from childhood provides some kind of
immediate comfort.
Yes, and it's like, and yet, but I find that things from a few years back or like teenage/college, comfort there.
No comfort to be found there.
The past.
And
the
that
past,
is, sorry to bring it back to the holidays, but that really,
please.
It's just a huge national regression. every year.
Oh my God.
Like all we do. Yes. It's international aggression. Mommy. It's like, yeah, it's mommy. And it's like wanting to go back. And it's like this need to return to the womb or a need to be a child again. And that, which is also completely fine. You know, we're allowed to want that.
From, what is it from 2 to 92? That whatever that song is.
About Christmas?
Yeah. The melody has left me. I don't know. And by the way, you know, we crank tunes in this house.
Oh.
We crank holiday tunes.
I love
since
holiday
November,
tunes. I love holiday tunes. Sweetheart.
Well, you don't know the man with the bag.
That's true, actually. That's
everybody's
a little...
waiting for the man with the bag. Written in 1950, I checked. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, actually, I checked and it was written sometime around them. But anyway, sorry. I got, but their national regression I want to discuss. The regression, the national regression. Are you on your phone?
No, not at all. Just look at my hand. Yeah. Yeah. But keep going.
You have to understand, as you know, we've talked about it.
I love when you call me out.
And I love that you love being called out. And also, it's like, I get terrified. I do not like calling people out, right?
That's why
my stomach turns like with terror.
I really appreciate the courage of you calling me out is felt and it comes from pure love and I should be called out. But I just now was looking at my hand, not my phone.
No, I do it for both of us. I mean, like I do it for Brother Six and it's good. It's good practice for me in... like confrontation, not meaning that you're going to abandon me.
Yes.
Which is never. Like the child's fear, you know, or whatever, in some psychological battery of what,
confrontation is so difficult. Even the smallest refusing a gift feels like confrontation. And by that, I mean like, oh, do you want some eggnog? I just made it. And if you don't want it, you have to be like, yes, I do. And then you have to
have an excuse. And this is where illness can become power in some cases and why people don't want to heal. Okay. Not all cases. Please hear me in this. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not all cases, obviously, but just on some cases. Okay. Okay. When illness is power, we can't just say, I'm going to leave the party now because I want to go home. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to, I have a headache. I'm tired. Yeah. You see, illness is power.
It's yes, the only, totally, okay? Totally.
Okay. And so we do it all the time. But gift opening is one of my favorite subjects because for one, I really don't like the fear of how others feel or their feelings being hurt. Not saying I don't do it in 1,000 other ways, but I fear that so greatly. So present opening is profound anxiety for me and it runs
so
in the family.
Scary.
My mother and her sister used to, as children, practice opening gifts like, and they'd put this like weird, goofy figurine that was in the house, like this like stupid thing. And they'd practice opening it and trying to have like a good reaction to it. And I thought we could do it a little bit today. Okay?
That is...
okay, because I want to see your gift opening to some. So I'll give you something. Okay, I'll give you something like stupid.
I just go
okay?
for the gasp
upon opening, or because here this is okay. It's like I'm coming over. Let's just say okay, and I pull out something wrapped.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, do you think a gift is truly better than no gift?
Wait.
Do you think like is it better to bring something stupid than nothing at all? Do you know what I mean? Or like,
well,
would you rather
to be empty-handed?
Like to be empty-handed,
right?
Like a small trinket
that will just haunt, like
a bad
that you want,
gift.
Don't want.
Yeah.
Well, similarly, I think cards can be a burden, right? Because people they feel like they can't put a card right in the trash. So I have
burden.
Often written on a card, and I'm really proud of this. Okay, in the bottom, something like expiration date, you know, December 28th. Okay. Please discard after December 28th.
You know what I've been doing?
Isn't that so they don't feel guilty? Isn't that wonderful?
So this year, that's brilliant. And
thank
I've been
you.
Ruthlessly throwing away baby announcements.
Oh,
wedding
those have to go. Guess what?
Because for years I
hoarded. My fridge will not.
The fridge cannot hold.
I feel like that's a huge part of like
honor it and
being
throw it
in people.
Away.
Yeah, honor it and send it into recycling gently. And also, don't you dare make it a magnet. Okay, if your baby now is a magnet,
that's bold.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm not putting it on my Smeg. I'm just kidding. I don't have a Smeg. Imagine if I had a Smeg.
Smeg is like...
By the way, can you believe the name? Can you believe the name Smeg? I'll take a Smeg.
Ugh.
But I'll call it S-Meg. I'll call it S-Meg.
Smeg is...
Well, isn't the word like fucking like smegma,
smegma.
Or something? See, I'm doing the smear. You know, brilliant,
Schmier.
Like Jesse Klein, like joke ages ago, Pap Schmear. Isn't that genius?
I love her. Okay, the gifts.
All right, Kate, read the card first.
Okay.
All right. So Kate. All right. Here it is, Kate. Okay.
Okay.
I got you a gift. Okay. Here's your gift. Are you ready for your gift?
Oh my
Don't worry. It's not a big deal.
Oh, and there's a card on top.
Yeah. Let's say you open the card.
Is it in an envelope?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Oh my. Is it? Oh. Oh my God. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. And then I open it up.
All right. Open it.
Oh,
now let's say it's something absolutely. So like, what do you hate? Let's say it was like a dissected frog in glass. Okay.
Okay. Oh my God. You're crazy. Is that what I would say?
Well, if it was me, a dear friend, I think you'd go harder.
I would go.
Okay. Wait, take it in. It's like,
wait. No, I know what I do. I know what my technique is. I go, wait a minute. Oh my God. Like, I think that would be my angle would be like yes. complete, like,
shock.
Wait, are you serious? No.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm going to disbelief. I would choose disbelief as my angle.
To ramp up because you know you can sell just simple, like joy.
No.
Okay? And I'm already imagining like, okay, Kate, I know you, like me explaining the gift as you're opening it. Okay, here's a big one for me. Okay, what about a gift? They sometimes come in bags, but not always. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where there's multiple things in the bag. Okay. Like there's, let's just say, like, so you feel it one and it's like, okay, so you reach into a bag.
Okay.
Pull out the first thing. Okay. And open that. Okay. And let's say there's a little candle in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I open up. Now let's say there's a couple things in there. I act as if there's no way there's anything else in that bag.
Oh, wow. And then Jacqueline, there's more.
Yeah, Jacqueline, there's more. Okay, I go,
rooting around.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay, it's disgusting to root around.
You can't root around the tissue paper?
Like a ferret? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Throwing tissue paper over your shoulder looking for more, you monster.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wait to be urged, there's more.
That's smart.
Even if the person to me says, you know, there's two more things in there.
You pretend to forget.
I pretend to forget and then I open the second object. Okay. And then I move the bag. Like we're done here. That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
No, there's more. There's
one
more
thing. There's one more thing. Okay. And then wow. Okay. But I do absolutely no rooting around. And this brings me to the one thing I want to talk about Secret Santa. Not Secret Santa. Whatever the one is where there's the bag and everyone reaches grab bag. What is that? Yeah. Grab bag.
White elephant?
No, cause that's that thing where you get to trade up.
Why?
Oh, which by the way, fuck you.
That's a very like, is that like very Goyim white elephant? Like, do you know what I mean? Like I did my first white elephant last year.
Oh, yeah.
I really classically freeze up around games. I don't like group games. And I actually
do you know
can get
the worst
really
words,
angry.
My belief of the worst words in the English language. What? And it's not even a full sentence. It's just the first few.
What?
Okay. Let's everyone go around the room and... That's it. That's all you need. Whatever's coming next.
That's so scary. That's so scary.
Say what you're thankful for. Say your name and an animal that also starts with that name.
By the way, I just want to say, I had fun at the white elephant, which is kind of, so I go back on what I said.
I never want to play a game and then often I'm loving the game.
Oh no, I just had a memory. Oh no. At the white elephant last year. I was a little pissed because I got like some joke ones or whatever. And one of them, I was like, it was so, what
did you say something rude, Kate?
Okay, no, I said something. I kind of held it up and was like, what is this? Somebody had actually made it.
Oh no.
It was so, it was like made from cork. And then, but by the way, then the gifts really like retained some value. And I was like, oh, by the way, where is it now? I wonder. And then I had to really overcompensate and I felt so horrified because I had
tap dancing for the next 3 hours and trying to contextualize
and I had
your
to perform
early response.
Not wanting to switch gifts. I had to perform not wanting to switch gifts.
Well, thank God. Okay. I'm moved.
I got
that
the
you
opportunity
didn't.
To be like, no, I'm keeping this.
Oh my God. I would watch this movie.
And I want to talk about, cause there's the ontological crisis of giving and receiving gifts and it's endless and it chases us our whole lives. And the presents, because the depression that follows the opening of the presents as a child, Christmas, you're tearing through all the gifts.
the utter depression that follows in the moments after. Okay, I have to say something that this is really embarrassing because it really highlights how violently spoiled I was as a child.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to reveal it.
Knowing that later we could cut it if it must be.
Okay, so only child, right? My Christmas mornings were like full blown, like bacchanalia.
For one daughter, you mean? Like a Christmas miracle? A Dionysian.
For one. It was like absolute, just like Richie Rich, like Marie Antoinette. Presents galore. Like you have no idea. Like my stocking was so overstuffed, there were presents on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
My stocking was overflowing. So there were things below the stocking.
I won't lie. Our full stockings also had to go on the ground, okay? Because they couldn't be held up by a single nail. I won't lie. Okay. Because this is a funny thing related to the depression. Okay. So as we were opening gifts, again, it's the one thing we really celebrate hardcore and like get really into it. But like as we were opening gifts, my brother or whoever would say, because there started to be the panic of the diminishing gifts. Okay?
Yeah.
My brother would always go like, we still have the stockings.
You do stockings after?
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. As a way of we still have the stockings is like, it's like this separate
dismount.
<activity.
laughs> Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. You still, and there's peace in it. Also, and then the other thing that's so disgusting about regression / and I do think this is generational, and Chris believes this is the baby boomers did this and it's their fault, okay? Because they wanted to remain the parents. They didn't want to turn into grandparents. There's an extreme regression where, like, my parents are in their 70s and we still expect them to, like, run Christmas, like, and us who are adults to be the children. Like, literally, my mother's, like 70, okay? And I'm like, and she's like, can I just put the presents out the night before? Like, do I have to do it at 4 a.m., okay? So that we all run down and there's a surprise. And I'm like, no, mother, you have to do it.
You
like,
have to be over the crack
of dawn. I'm like pigging out, like in front of the TV watching It's a Wonderful Life. Like, and it's like, you know, like until I go to bed, she's not allowed to do it. It's so wrong.
By the way, I just had a flash, as you know, because I'm an only child, I'm constantly living in the fear of the inevitable reality that I'll be an orphan. And so I'm always planning my future Christmases.
Adult
and
orphan.
I just realized I have to be at your Christmas one year, okay?
Oh,
I'm
my
starting
God.
To plant the seeds now for when I'm an orphan.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Of course.
It really helps.
Absolutely. You can come, okay?
Back to I have to say my horrifying detail, which is that,
yes.
So the absolute bacchanalia, the opulence, the shocking opulence.
Oh my God.
Although I want to be clear, it wasn't like I was getting high price tag. It wasn't like I was getting there was just a lot. Okay. But I remember this thing of tearing through and it would take hours. Okay? It would take hours to unwrap the presents. And then I remember this one specific Christmas of like being like, just like right afterwards, just like, so the come down, right? Of the high. And then my mom, and then maybe the next day I was like still depressed. And my mom, this is so, my mom, truly, oops, they forgot one. Santa must have, oops, we didn't get
to run out to get it? Because of your depression? Or
an elf,
they planned it originally?
No, I think it,
no. One more. No.
An elf must have left one behind the couch by accident.
See, this is.
And it was a whistle. It was a gem encrusted whistle.
No, it was not a gem encrusted whistle
that I wanted that I hadn't received. And I strike me down. I really hope I didn't bring it up, but I must have. I must have, after opening all the presents gone, I didn't get the whistle.
No,
no, that's right. Okay.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I started watching to get in the Christmas spirit. Me and Chris started watching, what was it called? Snowdom?
The Snowden doc?
Yeah. No. The Snowdom Disney Plus snow carving competition.
Wow.
Oh, you know what it's also time for? The Great Christmas Light Fight. Actually, this would be huge. Okay. I assume there's a new season. The Great Christmas Light Fight. It's on like ABC or something. Okay. They go around to different homes that are competing in their Christmas house lights. Their Christmas lights, okay. Their house. And it is an opportunity to discuss aesthetics and art and mm-hmm. what it means to be. And I would love to get you in on it because there are some houses that you go and they've digitized. Okay. So they basically, their entire house is made of pixels now. Okay. Flashed on the screen. And the father or whatever is so proud because he's programmed it to flash with the tunes. Okay. So it's, jingle bells.
But it looks
like, doesn't look like a home. It looks like, right. No. To me, I prefer the homes that have the plastic, the blow molds as they're called. Okay. Those who know me know I love a blow mold.
Yeah, you do.
That's the plastic, like the vintage plastic.
Jacqueline has beautiful Santas. Blow molds outside.
So I'm actually getting two new ones this year, two vintage ones, Nutcracker Men. All right, so we need to get serious. Thanksgiving is over. We need to get serious about prepping for the holiday and thinking about what that's going to mean for us. What's that going to mean for the eavesdropper? What's that going to mean for brand relations?
No, I know. And yeah,
I gotta get my solar lights. I need new solar lights this year. I have to decide if I'm gonna get ones. My solar lights, to be clear, are not the pro. Oh, but the aesthetics. I want you to watch Christmas Light Fight. I want you to have opinions. Okay, and we can assess.
Okay, okay.
You know, I don't love when people mix in Disney with non-Disney.
No.
I'm like, why is Mickey Mouse Santa there? And you
Mickey's
have a regular Santa.
Fun. I'll do Mickey, but I guess Minions aren't Disney. But are they?
Sorry, I'm not sure. Fuck.
That's fine.
Terrible for them. Pixar? I don't know. But
I don't
Christmas
mind Mickey.
Is almost here. I don't mind Mickey alone. I'm talking when you've created a piece that is going to be judged by the Great Christmas Light Fight, okay? And you have 40 human Santas and then one Mickey Santa.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like, what's going on here? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are we in cartoon world? Are we...
Yeah, there's a lack of uniformity to the narrative.
It's just interesting to see what people will do. But anyway, the Christmas Light Fight, I'm pretty excited about. So I'm hoping that can become a touchstone for the community.
For years and years and years, my whole childhood, adolescence, my parents threw a huge Christmas party every year, holiday party. It was the event of the season.
Ah!
So fun.
So cool.
Trashed.
My God.
Really fun. It was kind of a thing in the community. Anyway.
I bet.
My mother, the most
elegant,
divine hostess, elegant party thrower, unbelievable. She would every year disappear. So she gets the party ready,
yes.
All of that.
disappears into the bedroom.
Lets them enter.
And all night, where is Helen? It was always this thing of my mother in the bathroom getting ready.
Oh.
Because she didn't have, first of all, she didn't have time.
Of course.
I get it. But then it started to creep in my head a little bit. It's not a criticism of my dear mother.
Of course
not. It started
to
creep in my head a little bit. It's a little bit dramatic.
Yes. I thought you were saying she does it on purpose. You know? Okay.
But now of course I wonder.
Well, I'm kind of intrigued by it because my mind was racing ahead and going, oh, this is interesting. Okay. You set up the party. Okay. You let the first couple people in, or you somehow set it up so that they're kind of held at the door, bottleneck, so to speak. Okay. Then you unlock it.
Yeah.
You open it. Hello? Okay. Just enough to get them to come in. You dart away. And you let the guests kind of find their way into the home without your help. This is just, I'm just playing this through.
Yeah.
The opposite of the welcome. Okay. Would there be some peace? Would there be some kind of unexpected comfort in almost being like kind of finding it yourself, like stumbling in? Oh, where's the host? And you and the other guests kind of connect.
That is fun. That's Christmas. That's very childlike. The Wonderland that's been set for you. That's been set up for you.
And they're going, what? And they're all relating as a group when before they were in their separate cars. Maybe there's something to that. And then once you hear it kind of cooking.
Then you pop out.
You really, I don't know. It doesn't really work, but I'm interested.
No, I think that's an option. But I just thought those memories came back.
I mean, there's
back.
Always like
where's
a little
Helen?
Note. There's that version. Take a blah, blah, blah and join us on the porch. I don't know.
Well, what do you think about, I just had a fantasy of my own because I plan to throw parties like that well into my 90s. And I just had a flash of what would it be like to have a pre-made cocktail on a serving
tray? That's exactly what I was just saying. Okay, it's sitting there for them to take, right?
No, sitting there. Okay, I know, sorry. But I'm saying, I was imagining you're not in the bedroom. You're actually standing there with them.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Almost like sometimes at a wedding.
Yeah, of course. Oh, wow.
You know what my mother does? She does a thing, I think, it's called a door prize. Okay. Well, there's a few things. There's a present under one person's seat.
That's fun. For a dinner party. That's cute.
Except then my mother also just can't resist. And then Thanksgiving, she does a little gift on everyone's seat. I'll have to show you.
It's very
really
sweet.
I'll send you a picture of her table.
Do you think this is, I'm laughing to myself thinking, because before the pandemic, I myself took up the tradition. I was throwing holiday parties. Okay. You remember, actually you hadn't moved to LA yet, huh? Did you ever come to one of my holiday parties?
I don't know, but I certainly wasn't there. That's all I'll tell
you. You were in New York. That's why, obviously.
Well, yeah, I've never been in LA for,
of course, pandemic. So pre-pandemic, I think I got three
quarantine
under my belt.
Wow.
The last year. No, I'm sorry. The last 2 years. And this is making me laugh. I hired a host helper. 2 years of my party. can you believe that?
Because I mean, good for you.
Because by the way, the duties of the hostess are, if you are actually serious about throwing a party, you are refilling. It is so much work. Still with pleasure, but it's true.
You are not socializing.
You don't get to sit there. You're socializing.
You got to balance it out.
The last 2 years, you would think I owned a home, me with my with my help, with my hostess helper. Changed my life. Was incredible. Would never go back.
Well, that's the modern way. Okay. The modern way is to go for it on the luxury that you care about. Okay. I feel like the old way was like, there's a laddering of first we got to save and get a home. Okay. That's number one, you know, like that's the dream. And then from there, you know, whatever it stacks up. I feel like the modern way is more like you're renting in a crumbling apartment. However,
caviar.
Yet you're applying your eighth day serum.
Yeah.
Well, the apartment crumbles around.
Oh,
you.
Renting is, I mean, I think owning sounds miserable.
Yeah. Hell on earth. I'll never do it. Even if you begged me, I'd refuse.
I'll never forget. I'm just going to quickly say, and this is
why quick,
not a story, but that the, my hostess helper, Austin, who was wonderful.
Oh, so the same one every time.
Same one. Well, I've only had him twice. First year, I was like, I'm going to do it. I was so moved. Brought him back the next year.
Did he find love at your
party? There was a moment I remember.
Because that could happen after a few years.
Well, by the way, Austin was like a gorgeous gay guy. And I was like, you're at the right party, honey.
Exactly. That's what I was picturing, you know? And I knew it.
So, yeah. But there was a moment, and this is when I went, wow. There was a moment when somebody, inevitably, a guest dropped a glass. It shatters. I looked down. Before I've even had a chance, Austin's on it. The glass is gone. It is left up. The guest has a new drink in their hand.
Wow. No, that's a thrill. I was just reminded of a thing of my grandmother, Grandma Joan, who was very like elegant, and it was a thing in her manners, and you know, the whole thing being like the one true manner is like making people feel comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely,
if you're, you know, so the whole thing is like they break a glass, you go, oh, I never liked that one anyway.
Even it's a precious heirloom,
you know, or whatever.
Of course. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I love
that. Oh, I saw. But this is, you're reminding me of something that I have to say.
Yeah.
Is that my mother was hosting and a friend of mine was there, and my friend didn't break a glass, but knocked a glass over, but it didn't break. But my friend was visibly felt really uncomfortable and like, oh no, like,
yes,
I did something. And my mother said, don't worry. And my friend said, no, just, you know, this is so nice. And my mom took her glass and threw it. I'm not kidding. She had a couple.
Yeah.
Not too drunk, much. Which is perfect. And it was like, and I was a little bit like, mother. It was like, my mom was having fun. She had had maybe two glasses of champagne. So she was just like that perfect. But she did that. She took the glass and threw it to make my friend more comfortable.
Incredible.
And that's Helen.
Okay. No, that's incredible. And I'll relate my other grandmother, Grandma Mimi, the rabbi's wife, right? She had a classic thing where, at the beginning, I guess, of these meals or certain meals or whatever, she would take like the wine she had, tip it, literally spill it on the, at the beginning of the meal, spill it on the thing and go, now we can all relax. Yeah.
That's so cute.
And then, are you ready for this? My mother says that then in the kitchen, like 5 minutes later in the kitchen, Grandma would be like, my tablecloth.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? I get a thrill, as does my mother, in putting things in the stocking that are unexpectedly
high end
or solid, almost could be their own gift.
Oh, wow.
Stockings. God, it's almost here. Christmas is almost here. I better start putting,
you know, together. That I don't receive Christmas presents. And I'll just let that sadness kind of linger there. Just to
wait,
say,
but what happened to you as a child, the Bacchanalia?
Well, that's the thing. So as a child, I was spoiled like the bacchanalia of my Christmas mornings.
Yes.
That it's almost like the gifts that I received as a child need to sustain me through adulthood. And it's fine.
No, that's okay. I'm not like, why aren't your parents creating?
Well, clearly, you hear the sadness in my voice, though.
But you wake up Christmas morning, you give a gift to them.
Yes.
And that's that. Nothing from your mother. I'm honestly shocked. No, I say this because your mother has a Christmas tree up for like 6 months.
No, because my mom is like, yeah, the most, you know, ultimate hostess, all these things, so gracious. By the way, if she heard this, and maybe she will, she would like call me like
crying,
not weeping, but she'd be like, oh God. Because like, for example, here's what's funny. The other day she gave me a present. She gave me this really cute, like,
yes. And you're going,
dark green,
I wish
emerald,
you saved
like
it.
Gloves for winter.
I wish you saved this for Christmas morning, Ma.
Well, no, she even better. She goes, it's a birthday present. And birthday's in July. Hmm. It's November. She's like, it's a birthday present. And I went, no, it's not. And that's fine. It's a present. And that's great. Thank you. But because she's like, I didn't get you a birthday gift. And it's like, it's fine. That kind of just ended. Like the gifts ended. I get her presents. Absolutely. But But I guess I was jealous. You talking about the high-end stocking stuff where I was like, damn, I guess I just...
High-end was your word. It's a little bit less about like, holy shit, there's whatever. It's more like, okay, like my mom, she's unbelievable. Like here's a great thing. Like it'll be like a pair of hanky-panky underwear.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the ones, the butter lace.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like that. Like that's like you pull it out and you're like, whoa,
that's fun.
Okay. And then you reach in and you're like, wait, what's this? And these are some of this. God, I should do a feature for Poog of like my mother's classics, like things that she gives that might end up in like a stocking.
We still have to do Moog. We still have to do an episode of It's Our Moms.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Imagine though, it's them talking about us.
I know, which is actually like, maybe, I don't know if we can do that. We're like 2 weeks out of Christmas. Can you believe this? Oh, alone on Christmas
in New York. You're never alone.
If you're in New York, it's going to be hard. Yeah.
Well, I agree. And we're going to work on that. We're going to figure that out. Oh,
great.
I started Googling like Christmas cocktail recipes and then also Christmas mocktail recipes. Like, cause like I can't like add something to Christmas Eve that like doesn't account for like the non-drinkers. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
I'm doing a fun thing this year and it's like only for myself. But then you go, what is,
you know, what
what's exciting to drink? What?
Oh, I love a Pimm's cup. And you can do a virgin Pimm's cup, kind of.
And what is Pimm's cup again? I forgot.
Already forgetting. It was one of those things where I was having Pimm's cup.
Like
one Christmas, I was completely obsessed with Pimm's cup. So what it is Pimm's liquor, lemon juice, ginger. It's really just Pimm's, lemon juice, ginger. Okay. And then you do a cucumber slice, mint, a lemon wheel, an orange wheel, put it on ice. And what's great is that it's a pitcher cocktail, so you can make it for a group. It's great. Because I remember one Christmas,
well, that's the other thing,
cup for everyone.
You once had a party 15 years ago, and I think there were two punch bowls. And
yes, yes.
It was so fucking cool. So I started looking at Christmas punch too. But I'm trying to like, because
I love it's making
like,
a punch.
To me, the mocktail, or to even use that word, isn't even what I want. Like a fun Christmas drink. It's like, it shouldn't be like mimicking the cocktail. It has to be good on its own. Like, for example, like a mulled cider is just delicious, right? Mm-hmm. Mm. Like a hot mulled, like apple cider. I don't even know what mulled is, but you know what I mean? Like kind of like that one I have at Thanksgiving with the cranberry and the
cloves and the whole, yeah,
cinnamon sticks and the whole thing. So I'm like, that is an option. I'm imagining this like, you know, those, the holiday markets in New York, God, strolling through those, the one in Columbus Circle, the one in like, Bryant Park, you know.
Honestly, ones? Are you ready? No. This is actually my first Christmas in New York City. Can you believe that?
Oh, okay.
God, is that true?
Well,
yeah, it is.
Maybe we'll go together because it's really fun. Even though I don't always have success.
I'm not going to obsess and try to lock you down, but yeah.
No, and you know, you go, you get the one that would go into Columbus Circle, these huge gingerbread cookies. Gingerbread men and women. And and I get that and the hot cider, just like calling them men and women, that like it's one thing to say ginger man or whatever,
gingerbread
man,
woman, just, I've never even heard.
I think they had a skirt.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.